Have you heard about Asma'ul Husna, names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Yes.
Okay. Anyone can say any name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yes, please.
Ar-Rahman.
And you? Yes.
Al-Hakim.
Al-Hakim, yes.
Ar-Rahim.
And yes, please. Yes.
Al-Aziz.
Yes, please. Ar-Rahim, yes. Apol, yes, please. What? Ar-Rab, yes. Good. You, please. Ali, yes, so many names of Allah. How many of them are?
99
names. And what is our connection with these names? We remember most of those names and we recite those names sometimes to forget, to get rid of some troubles. We, for example, recite those names. So if I am in trouble, for example, I will say, Ya Latif, Ya Nasir, or for example, this should not be the only connection. Should not be the only connection. What is our connection? Practical connection. So I say that you have different names and Allah has invited you to become as Allah wants you to be. Allah wants you to be Aleem. Why? Because He Himself is Aleem. He is Aleem. He knows everything. And He wants you to become Aleem too. So these 99 names are in fact our objectives of life. He is Rahim. He wants you to be merciful. He is Razzaq. He gives. He wants you to give. And He is Aziz. No one can penetrate or defeat Him. He wants you to be Aziz. So these meanings or names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Practical connection, and the same thing happens in Karbala.